This is Omar Musni with UN News. Four countries have completely destroyed their stockpiles of cluster munitions since 2017, and Switzerland may soon be able to say that it has done the same. That's according to the UN-backed report, Cluster Munition Monitor 2018, released by a leading coalition seeking a global ban on the weapons in line with the international convention governing their use. In an interview with UN News, Mary Wareham, one of the monitor's editors who is also an advocacy director with Human Rights Watch, noted that despite these successes, the weapons are still claiming victims in places including Syria, Laos, Cambodia, and Vietnam.
In Syria, the opposition forces, as far as I know, do not have access to aircraft, so the airdropped cluster munitions are only coming from one place, which is Syrian government aircraft and possibly Russian aircraft as well as part of the joint operation. US forces are operating air power in Syria too, but have said repeatedly that they are not using cluster munitions for those attacks. On the ground, it's a different matter. Cluster munitions can be delivered by rockets and artillery as well, and a couple of years ago we did document use of a cluster munition rocket by ISIS, Islamic State forces, during the advance on Kobani. Again, it's not the easiest weapon to use either, and the kind that have been used on the ground from the rockets are old Soviet-made Uragan and Smerch cluster munition rockets that we know Syrian government forces have.
In terms of the contamination of not just Syria, I mean, there was the total destruction of Raqqa pretty much, and I imagine efforts are ongoing to clear that city, although it's going to be very difficult and take a long time. But outside Syria, the biggest contamination is still in Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia.
So back in the 1960s and 1970s, during the war in Indochina, the United States dropped vast amounts of cluster bombs on Laos and on Cambodia and on Vietnam, and that resulted in millions of unexploded bomblets, or bombies, as the local people refer to them. And those are just extremely dangerous cluster munitions. Decades on, they are still harming children, farmers, and other civilians who are trying to go about their daily lives. So this is another reason why we have the Convention on Cluster Munitions and why Laos was one of the main proponents of creating it back in 2008.
So this year, Sri Lanka is the only country to have acceded to the convention. 10 years on then, is it going in the right direction? What are the major challenges?
So 103 countries have signed and ratified the Convention on Cluster Munitions and are what we call full states parties and implementing those obligations. Another 17 countries signed the treaty but have not yet ratified, so they have to undergo that process of domestic approval, which usually involves some form of parliamentary consent. But this still leaves dozens of countries who remain outside of the treaty banning cluster bombs. And for us, the main message we have from this report is that the treaty is working. It is not overly burdensome. It is not impossible to implement. And to be on the right side of history, these countries outside should really reconsider their positions, should review their policies, and should consider coming on board. And several countries have done so since 2008. It's not as if we've not seen any countries joining since the treaty was created.
The convention does allow member states or states parties to retain these cluster munitions for so-called training and research. And there are 12 of them. Most of them are in Europe. There's one on the African continent, it's Cameroon.
This was a hotly contested provision of the treaty negotiations back in 2008, was this desire to retain a certain number of cluster munitions to train up clearance personnel in how to safely detect and survey and clear and destroy cluster munitions that have been used. None of those states have retained such a vast number of cluster munitions that would be concerned about actual use, and all of them have removed those retained cluster munitions from their operational stockpiles, and they're basically housed with their mine clearance units, their engineers in the army, and used for the training purposes that they said they were. But over time, the number of cluster munitions and the number of countries who have chosen to retain them has definitely shrunk.
And of those countries which are also reducing their stockpiles, how many countries are doing that, and what is the next challenge for the convention, apart from getting more states parties on board?
So more than 24 states parties to the Convention on Cluster Munitions that once stockpiled the weapons have now completely destroyed them, destroying a massive amount of cluster munitions. Several states did so in the past year, including Croatia and Spain and Cuba. And Switzerland, we understand, is poised to make a major announcement, hopefully at the meeting of states parties parties next week that it has completed the destruction of its stockpile of cluster munitions. I think they wanted to leave it for delivering the good news to the states parties, so we certainly hope that Switzerland has a big announcement to make next week, and if not, before the end of the year.